your pivoting, the worksheet that goes with the pivoting process worksheet, how to reclaim your power by shifting your focus from what you don't want to what you do want. All right. So when you notice you're, again, you know, you're having a hard time getting out of a particular energy into, you know, pulling your power back, I want you to do a pivot. So here's the process, the pivoting process. Close your eyes, take a deep full breath, put your hand on your heart. And just quickly tune into whatever the power leak behavior is. One of the ways you know you have an energy leak, a power leak, is because of the behavior you're demonstrating, which we have talked about. And you also have a list that maybe you created at the beginning of this training, or you're using this in the moment, and you know what the power leak behavior is because you just found yourself, you know, complaining or saying I can't or overanalyzing or whatever you're doing. But what is the power leak behavior right now that you're engaged in? And write that down. And then, what are you focusing on? So in that, when you're in that behavior, what are you actually focusing on? What's going on for you, and where are you putting your attention? And that's causing the you to have the reaction of the power leak behavior. What's the negative feeling you're having in that moment? As you focus on what it is that you don't want, what's the negative feeling or the disempowering feeling that you're having? And then I want you to tune into what it is you want to create instead of what you're experiencing. You can think of it as two ends of one stick. One end is what you don't want. The other end is what you do want. So what's on the other end? What is it that you want, that you're wanting to create? And what is the feeling or feelings that go along with that? It'll be opposite of those negative feelings. Is it freedom? Is it connection? Is it ease? Is it peace? What is it? Flow? And if you don't have a feeling that comes up, you could always just simply focus on being grateful. Being the feelings of gratitude, being grateful, can be the opposite of any negative feeling and serve you incredibly, incredibly well. Now, I want you to imagine this like a switch that you can flip, right? And it's flipped onto the negative feeling right now, the power leak behavior. And when you notice that in the pivot, you're simply going to flip it to the other end of the stick to how you do want to feel, and you're going to choose to feel those feelings. You're going to choose to focus on what it is you do want and how that feels in a positive sense, not because you don't have it, because you're one with it. And if that flip is challenging for you, just focus on being grateful for it. Anything in the moment. It could be just grateful for the warm air on your face. You could be grateful for I'm having a body. It just can be super, super simple. Or it could be grateful for having your vision and being willing to make this shift, whatever it is. Make sure you feel that. Make sure you turn your attention, your energy dial up on that feeling, pivoting from what you don't want to what you do want. Take another deep, full breath and make a choice to take this feeling forward with you in the rest of your day.